Joining us now is Dr. Mohammed El-Baradei, Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency. He's heading the team of inspectors looking into Iraq's nuclear capability. Dr. El-Baradei, in his State of the Union address last night, President Bush said that British intelligence shows that Iraq has recently sought significant amounts of uranium. First of all, have you seen that intelligence and have you investigated this?
Well, we are investigating that, Lynn, but we haven't seen yet any specific intelligence or specific information on that very issue of Iraq effort to import uranium. Clearly, that's an important issue. We have been trying for the last couple of months to get any actionable information on that issue, but we haven't yet received any, and I hope we should be able to get some information soon, because if Iraq did attempt to import uranium, that would open a new ballgame.
Are you saying that Britain and the U.S. has intelligence that you still haven't seen and want to see?
Well, I do not know. What I am saying that if they have any additional information on any of the issues of relevance to our file, we would like, obviously, to get this information as early as possible and to be able to act on them.
And also last night, once again, the president raised the question of Iraq's attempts to purchase high-strength aluminum tubes that could be used for nuclear weapons production, yet you told the UN that it looks like Iraq might have been trying to purchase those tubes for other uses, not for nuclear production. Can you just clarify that?
Yes, I think we have been investigating that, Lynn, for the last couple of months now. And our primary conclusion that they fit the tubes needed for conventional rockets. They could be used for enriched uranium, but with major modification. So it is not excluded, you know, that they could have been used for enriched uranium, but by our prima facie conclusion that they were destined for conventional rockets. However, we're still investigating that issue.
What do you see as your main task, what you need to do in the next few months?
We need to do a lot of things. We need to, I mean, luckily in the nuclear field, nuclear activities leave signature or fingerprint, and therefore we use a lot of environmental sampling, radiation monitoring. We are going to do a lot of interviewing, hopefully in private with Iraqi personnel, both inside and outside Iraq. We'd like to do a lot of no-notice inspection. We'd like to use satellite monitoring, a spy plane, the U-2 plane, which can loiter over certain sites for a while and gives us a clear indication of whether things are moving in and out. So we are going to intensify our work, use the full complement of the inspection process, hopefully receive more information, intelligence information, and hopefully, again, receive more proactive cooperation on the part of Iraq.
So you're confident that if you have the time, you would know if crucial evidence was being moved or concealed?
I think so, yes.
Both you and Hans Blix have indicated that you're not happy with Iraq's failure to make Iraqi scientists more available to you for interviews. First of all, these seem to be very crucial, these interviews. Why is that? Why are they so crucial?
Well, I think that is an important element because we know or we hear a lot of reports about Iraq possible concealment plan in the last 4 years. So for us to be unearthed all the facts, we need to systematically go through interviewing all the people who have been working in the nuclear program and to make sure that we have all the facts on the table and be able, again, to support our conclusion.
President Bush has said that these scientists and their families have may have been threatened with death. It seems that some of the scientists have been at the least very reluctant, perhaps scared to talk with the inspectors. How do you overcome their own personal fears for their safety? Why would it be in their interest at all to come forward and talk to you under any circumstances, scientists?
It's probably not in their own personal interest, but I think that's why we have been addressing the Iraqi government, that it is in Iraq interest to encourage, quote-unquote, their scientists to speak to us, to make them understand that if they really have nothing to hide, they should make everybody available to speak to us. So the ball really is in Iraq court. It's not with the scientists. Iraq has to make it clear to the scientists that go and be forthcoming and say all what you know, because we have nothing to hide. If that's the case, Iraq should not be afraid that everybody should talk to us freely.
What do you see as the most important next step for your team, to convince the world, to convince specifically the Bush administration, that you do need more time?
I think the most important point is for Iraq in the next few weeks to show maximum transparency, maximum proactive cooperation, and through that to convince the world through us that they are eager to disarm, that we are making progress. I think unless we show a change of heart in Iraq, I don't think we have much time left.
Thank you so much, Dr. El-Baradei.
Thank you very much, Jane, for having me.
Dr. Mohammed El-Baradei is the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency and is heading the team of inspectors looking into Iraq's nuclear capability.